Bullock will play Texas State Senator Wendy Davis in the movie Let Her Speak. The star will portray the former state senator who famously filibustered an anti-abortion bill. Davis, also a former gubernatorial candidate who ran against and lost to Governor Greg Abbott. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The classic Christmas story for over 150 years comes to the Riverfront Playhouse. Our Yuletide offering this season is Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol, adapted by Brian Way, directed by Tom Kersman, beginning November 11th and every weekend through December 9th. Reserve your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org. The Christmas Carol. See it at the Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress Avenue in Reading.
Demand expected to come back. The question remains, does this mean the economy is back on track?
Companies now, after experimenting with offshore in places like India, Philippines, and Poland, want to bring those jobs back.
We invest in the U.S. We're the biggest exporter in the country. In a cycle, and right now, we're creating jobs.
From Radio America, it's Neil Asbury's Made in America, the show that explores American industry, large and small, and promotes American-made products everywhere. Put Neil Asbury's Made in America to work for you.
A very big welcome to you today. I'm your host, Neil Asbury, together with co-host Dr. Rich Rothman. Hey, Rich, you know, we've been touching on this quite a bit, and there was a headline this week, manufacturing surges in Midwest states.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing this kind of over and over again, how manufacturing is coming back to our country. You know, myself, an entrepreneur, I started my career as an Asian manufacturer. Now I'm proudly an American manufacturer. I have 5 manufacturing facilities in the United States after starting in Asia. This whole process of backshoring, reshoring, or onshoring, which is the process of American entrepreneurs such as myself moving back home to establish a presence in our country, hiring our workers. And we're seeing this more and more in the media. Now, it's being downplayed in the media because of all the nonsense that they seem to want to talk about, but there's some really good stuff going on here.
Well, we seem to be in a really good position right now. And when you look at the numbers that are out there, and particularly in this one, in manufacturing in the Midwest, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, it's very exciting. And we seem to be going in the right direction. I wish more people would talk about it. But the report that came out that we're going to talk about is excellent.
An excellent report. And,
excellent.
And we're going to be interviewing right now Professor Ernie Goss from Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. And every month, Professor Goss does a survey of manufacturers in the 9 mid-America states. Every month, you know, what's going on? Are we doing better? Are we doing worse? What are they thinking about? What are the trends? And he also surveys in 10 states bankers and does the same survey to know what's going on in their industry. Both banking, of course, is very much connected to our entrepreneurial community, providing the funding that they need so they can make things. Professor Goss, welcome to Made in America.
Hey, Neil, good to be with you.
So I really enjoyed reading your survey and going through state by state and Mid-America. I mean, Mid-America, the heartbeat of America, so much going on there. Obviously, so important electorally and electing our presidents. And this last election, of course, took everybody by surprise. But this whole manufacturing in the Rust Belt really made a big statement. And now we're starting to see these states that were once great manufacturing states resurging in manufacturing and creating jobs in manufacturing and the wealth that that's bringing to their communities. So what has your survey showed us in the last few months? What is the trend here?
Well, as you said earlier, Neil, it's surging our overall index, which is a leading economic indicator for the overall economy, but it's a coincident indicator for manufacturing. And it shows expansions a lot, as you indicated earlier, also in terms of trade, exports. We're seeing that turn positive. Any industries connected to energy doing much better. And even agriculture, while still not strong, is doing better as well. So we're seeing some very, very good numbers in the nine states that we survey, from North Dakota and Minnesota in the north to right down the middle to Oklahoma and Arkansas in the south.
You know, and it's very, very encouraging, because when you look at some of the variables that you talk about, and really we could relate to, because we discuss this all the time on the show, but employment, wholesale prices, the consumer confidence, manufacturing confidence, inventories, Neil, these are all working in the right position right now, and they're very, very encouraging. Everything seems to be up. Wholesale prices are down a little bit from a month before, but the month before they were at a very high 79.6. I mean, this is really an encouraging, you know, discussion to have. And as you pointed out, in an area of the country that was called the Rust Belt, is called the Rust Belt, you know, where they thought they would never, you know, have any hope of this return around in the next few years, they're really doing well right now. And that means people are having a better life.
So
that's right.
Professor Goss, yeah, please comment on that.
Yes, Rich is correct, and you are correct as well. One of the, now just to, as I'm an economist, so it's I should throw in something negative here if we can, and that's finding and hiring qualified workers remains, and that's true across the nation. That's we could see even better growth if they could get those skilled workers and find them and hire them, of course.
Professor Goss, in the nine states that you survey, the Mid-America states, are they doing anything on the state level, on the local level, in order to attract manufacturing business? Let me give you an example. I'm looking at potentially putting a facility in Tennessee or in that general area of our country, and I'm really impressed with the state of Tennessee. I'm really impressed with the state of South Carolina. I mean, they're really rolling out the red carpet. They want our entrepreneurs to come back home and locate in their states. So in your states, in the Mid-America states, is the local governments getting involved in trying to attract this business?
They are, Neil, and they're doing it primarily by keeping taxes low. In other words, keeping spending relatively low and keeping taxes low. That said, I just did an analysis of the states, the Mid-America states, in terms of where would be a good place for example, Amazon HQ2 to go to. And I narrowed it down to two cities, and that would be Chicago and Minneapolis, two areas, not necessarily low tax, but at least they're keeping taxes in line.
Well, Chicago, I mean, that's amazing.
That's shocking to hear that one.
I bought a manufacturing company that has been in the greater Chicago area since 1880, actually my oldest company, and I just couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with the government and, you know, the antagonistic view that they had towards me, trying to create jobs in the greater Chicago area. It's just like, you know, it just nobody cared. And nobody cared. And when I said that I was leaving, nobody cared. And so I went to Georgia, and I moved that operation to Georgia after being in Chicago since 1880. So I'm very surprised that you would say that would be one of the top two for, I mean, this is a big prize to get this second headquarters of Amazon. So what led you to Chicago? What does Chicago have?
Well, you're right, Neil. It is not one of my favorite places either for relocations. Of course, Conagra moved from headquarters from Omaha to Chicago as well, and I think that was, in my judgment, a bad decision on their part. But it's primarily the criteria that Amazon established, not necessarily how good it is for a location. So it's more oriented toward what Amazon said they were looking for, and not so much by what Chicago has done.
So what would you tell a manufacturer? What would you tell a person such as myself, someone who has been overseas for a good portion of their careers, have created lots of jobs overseas, they're saying, hey, look, costs, logistics, so many things are turning against being overseas. It's not as competitive as before. What would you tell someone like me about your part of the country, Mid-America? I mean, what do you have that we need, that we should want to come to your part of our beautiful country?
Well, I would first say relatively low taxes, government organizations across the region that are receptive to relocations or locations or expansions. Also, you got, in terms of transportation costs, very competitive, good transportation. You've got a workforce that's willing and able to undertake complicated tasks, and they're manufacturing-oriented. So I think you put it all together, and I think there are really some attractive locations in what we call Mid-America or the Midwest.
You know, that's very true. I'm in publishing, and I've owned my eighth magazine, Sirius Magazines. And for a while, we were printing in the Tennessee area. Why? For all the reasons that, you know, Dr. Goss just pointed out. At the same time, in terms of transportation and the ability to ship and be somewhere quickly, Tennessee works and still works very well for the printing industry. A lot of major printers in that part of the world.
Professor Goss, to build on that for a second, you talked about the people and the education and the training. Where is Mid-America with vocational schools? Let me tell you, you know, to find people to work in my manufacturing, to run the machinery that I have, welding, CNC, punch presses, brake presses, and all the sort of metal fabrication, injection molding machines, plastic forming machines, and so forth, it's so hard to find those skills. Is Mid-America doing anything with vocational school? Because I got to tell you, the folks on the East Coast are missing the boat when it comes to vocational training.
Our nation's missing the boat, in my judgment, Neil. In other words, I'm at a university, in a private university, a Jesuit university, and the focus has always been, we've always focused on the universities, and as you indicate, we need to put some money and put some emphasis on the vocational schools, the community college schools, and I think in the Midwest, we are moving in that direction, but not fast enough, and the nation's not moving fast enough to get that training and make it available to manufacturers and to non-manufacturers as well.
That's right. Professor Goss, I mean, we both have to advocate for that. I know you have a very large platform, but it's something that we're shouting here from the mountaintops that we must reinvest in our vocational schools. Very, very fundamentally important. Professor, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thanks to you and Rich, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Coming up, Dr. Ruffman and I are going to have a discussion about a number of topics in this week's Headlines About Your Jobs.
Made in America.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Listen to this list of products and see if you can guess what they all have in common. Indoor extension cords, gasoline, wood matches, and fishing lures. Tough one, right? The answer is that versions of all these products carry a very scary-sounding warning label. It goes, "This product contains a chemical known to the state of California to cause cancer." That warning has been required on all kinds of products in California for more than 25 years, so a researcher there decided to see if cancer rates in that state are any lower than in places without that warning. His conclusion, reported in the Wall Street Journal, is that there isn't a single empirical study demonstrating any public health benefits. Let's be fair, the law must help someone, right? Well, the label on the fishing lure does warn, harmful if swallowed, so maybe some fish have benefited. But seriously, the law has created a lawsuit industry that has cost consumers plenty, and that's the real problem. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
If you believe you are what you eat, then consider the link between food and your health. Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, it may not be possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food alone. Dr. Catherine Sharif.
Case in point, every human has a basic nutritional need for omega-3 fatty acids, but the body can't create them on its own. Known to help reduce the risk of coronary heart disease and support brain, joint, and eye health, omega-3s are found in fatty fish such as salmon, sardines, and mackerel. But the reality is most people aren't consuming enough through diet alone.
Even those who choose to get their O3 through supplements may be confused about what to look for. That's something the Global Nutrition and Health Alliance, GNHA, is working to change by educating consumers and healthcare professionals alike about optimal nutrition and the use of vitamins, minerals, and supplements. For more info, go to globalnutritionhealth.org. The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer K.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey. It's infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Welcome to Made in America. I'm your host, Neil Asbury, together with co-host Dr. Rich Ruffin. Hey, Rich, we're going to give a bit of a shout-out to our friend Dave Brim up in Chicago. Good luck, Dave, on getting the Amazon headquarters up there. Looks like they're in a pretty good position. But Dave is also very, very passionate about vocational training, vocational schools. I know that's a big topic for him. We just spoke to Professor Goss, and he agreed that this country is really, really missing the boat. Now, here are jobs, very good jobs, good-paying jobs, that we cannot fill in our country. And we have our political parties who are out there saying that, you know, we got to create jobs, we got to bring our manufacturing back, and we got to, you know, build our country in the jobs and the benefits and the value added that we have in manufacturing is really great. We just can't turn our backs on this anymore. You know, we've done that. It hasn't worked. And if we're going to be a strong, vibrant, healthy country, we need a manufacturing sector, a very, very strong manufacturing sector. But we don't create the skills in our country that we need to have these type of businesses. So there's a bit of a disconnect there. And as the professor said, it's not just happening in one part of the country. It's like the whole country has turned its back on vocational schools. Budget cuts has been a big deal. I've heard that, you know, I gave the keynote address at a school recently, the commencement address, a vocational school up in New Jersey, and they said, hey, look, you know, we've cut back. We have no money. We have no more money. No, we don't have money for this.
Well, you know what? It is a refrain that we have heard for quite a while now, and that is we don't have the people to fill the jobs that we need. And they're low-level jobs that they're saying, for example, out in California picking. But the truth of the matter is, and I think this is very concerning, why don't we have the higher-level technical-trained jobs that we must fill to move forward in a sense of all alacrity right now?
Well, in California, I have a manufacturing facility in Sacramento, and, you know, we were processing metals there. We were processing metals in that factory. I had a lot of machinery, a lot of money invested, you know, building a lot of different components that was going into various machines, water purification equipment, food dehydrators, and so forth. You know, I couldn't find people to run the machines. If I did, you know, it was very difficult to keep them. It was very difficult for them to even show up for work. It was even more difficult to find people who could pass a drug test. We are a drug-free environment here, so you can imagine in Sacramento, it's a challenge. So finally, we said, enough. We're not going to do it anymore. So we either moved the metal fabrication to other facilities that we have, or we moved it to China. I mean, not that we wanted to, but we had to, because we were faced with either our own demise or changing the way we do business, and we decided to change the way we do business.
Well, Neil, if in fact we're having trouble getting people to fill these technically trained jobs, and we're saying at the exact same time, well, we need to bring more people in, you know, immigrants from overseas. And our president saying, well, we want to be on a merit basis to bring people in with the skills that we need. Do you connect the dots with that? Does that make sense to you? Would you do that?
Well, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. You know, let's bring in the people we need. Let's bring in the skills. Hey, look, they could train other people. They could be the trainers. We definitely need that. You know, so, yeah, I mean, this whole chain migration, immigration system that we have, you know, one person gets a green card, who comes over here either legally or illegally, but somehow they find a way to get a green card.
Mm-hmm.
They have very little skill to no skill. And then because of the family petitions that they're able to make, this one person all of a sudden brings over 30 or 40 people. And that happens all the time. Look, I lived in the Philippines for a long time, and people would come over here, and I've seen it happen all the time. And people would just wait around for that person to petition them. And it might take 10 years, it might take 15 years, it might take 20 years. But basically, their whole life was to sit around and waiting for this petition to come through and to get a letter from the U.S. Embassy to come in for your interview for your eventual immigration to the United States. That's the way it works. And what this would be is that people with no skills whatsoever coming, and, you know, the healthcare system, the education system, everything.
Well, that doesn't,
is being,
you're right, that doesn't make sense. That's not going to work. It doesn't work.
And
it hurts,
see,
the workers who are here.
And that's why you're starting to see right now that this chain immigration is being repudiated. Even the Democrats are saying this isn't good for our country. Maybe there could be immigration reform. Maybe we can agree on that. You know, our immigration policy should be a worldwide talent search. We should be out there looking for the world's talent. That's what our immigration policy should be. This country would prosper by bringing in immigrants, and they all want to come. Many people want to come. They want to help us build America. But unfortunately, we don't reward the people who have educated themselves, who have sacrificed, who have created these skills. We don't reward those people. We reward people who come in here somehow by hook or crook. They find a way to get a green card, and all of a sudden, you have 40 of their relatives over here who have zero skills,
yeah.
And that is the way our immigration system works. That's who we reward. That's who we reward, and it's wrong.
Well, you're right, and that's not the way it was when, you know, the first huge migration occurred in the early part of the 20th century, early You know, that's not the way it worked. People came here with their skills.
Well, who came here was all the tool makers,
exactly.
The metal workers. You know, I own manufacturing companies today that were founded by these great immigrants who came here, who had all these skills. The whole industrial revolution in our country came from this immigrant a class of people who came over. That's not what's happening today, though. Hey, Rich, we got to continue that discussion. But coming up, we have Alfredo Ortiz, who's the president of Job Creators. Boy, that's a great name. An organization, Job Creators. And the number one issue for small businesses is high taxes. That's what we're going to talk about.
Made in America.
It takes honor. It takes courage. It takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. This Veterans Day, I want to remind you of the sacrifices of our men and women in uniform. This Veterans Day, please join us at the Igo Veterans Cemetery to honor our veterans. The ceremony begins at 11 a.m. with a 10:55 flyover by the Air Force F-15 fighter jets and includes the dedication of the new Air Force Monument. We'll also have special music and speakers honoring our veterans, our Gold Star families, and our Blue Star families. Join me as we pay tribute to those who have fallen and to those who continue to serve today. For more information, call the IGO Veterans Cemetery at 396-2447. That number again is 396-2447. And remember, parking fills up fast, so get there early. Thank you.
Ceremonies this Saturday, November 11th at the Veterans Cemetery in IGO.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Higher at the open, stocks continued to perform well over the course of the day Tuesday.
And I think that bodes well here over the next couple of years for having bigger demands coming to this country.
Now, more of Neil Asbury's Made in America.
Welcome to Made in America. I'm your host, Neil Asbury, together with co-host Dr. Rich Ruffman. Hey, Rich, yeah, we need skills in this country. We need the right skills. But, you know, we also need the right policies. And there are so many regulation and, you know, this antiquated tax code that we have and the lack of working capital and, you know, what's happening with our banking community, specifically our community banks with the things like Dodd-Frank, talk about a regulation that's run amok. But, you know, our jobs in this country are created by our small businesses. I mean, we all have to understand
that. Well, it's the backbone of the United States.
It's so that's who we are as a country. It's who we've always been as a country, and it's who we will be in the future. We love to talk about our big companies. We're talking about the Amazon new headquarters. It's great to talk about those companies. But let me tell you, where the rubber meets the road, where this country maintains its leadership throughout many different industries is because of the work and the creativity of our small businesses. So what do we have to do to inspire them to do better? We have nearly 30 million small businesses in America employing over 85 million people. I mean, that's incredible. 8 million of these small businesses are minority owned, and 10 million of them are owned by women. I mean, this is hugely, hugely important. So what can we do so that they can be better, so that they can invest, so that they will pursue their American dreams? Because when we pursue our dreams, we help others achieve theirs. Something so true, so true. Well, we're very pleased to have on the show Alfredo Ortiz, who is the president of Job Creators. Alfredo, welcome to Made in America.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me. Definitely appreciate what you guys are all doing and trying to get the message out of how important small businesses are. There are about 85 million reasons why they're important, right? And you just mentioned them.
Well, 85 million, and that's
well. Let's
that's
get to small. At least 10 of them.
So, but you know, it was interesting because this is seems to be the season of tax reforms, specifically the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And it's on your website that you say the number one issue for small business is high taxes. And here we are actually trying to do something about it. So kind of walk us through this. What will this do for our small businesses?
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity, really, that we're facing here. You know, probably about 30 years now in the making that small business have been waiting for this moment to happen. And we're excited to be part of that. You know, we had a petition going. We still do. Real emphasis on taxcutsnow.com. If your listeners can go to that, it'd be a big opportunity for them to really be able to help this fight. But it means really lower taxes for a lot of our hardworking small businesses out there. I used to be a small business owner. I know how hard it was going from payroll to payroll. You know, can't tell you how many sleepless nights I would have every 2 weeks. Sweat were going down my brows wondering how I was going to make that payroll. And, you know, now with this opportunity for tax rates, really for small business owners, one of the lowest probably in history, it's an opportunity to finally reinvest back in their businesses, back into their communities, paying the people that they have, you know, higher wages, more benefits, or just simply hiring more people as they expand.
You know, I share that in I've owned corporations, you know, small to mid-sized corporations since the 70s. And I share that. I'm one of those guys that would walk around my pool at night at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out how we're going to make that payroll, make sure it's going to be there for my people, because that's your compact. You know, that's your compact with your employees.
You can't miss payroll.
No. You don't do that. You don't do that.
Whatever you got to do.
Whatever you do. I don't care if I throw the money. You're there. I mean, we've all been in that scenario if you've owned companies. But I got to tell you, I think we're in a great opportunity. I think this is the time for America to ante up. I think this is the time for Congress and the Senate to get their act together and get over petty differences and give the American people what they deserve to unleash the unbelievable strength of the United States economic system by reducing, amending, changing, and liberating. Woo, I'm getting excited, Neil. Liberating, you know, the tax scenario against the small businesses in this country. They need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, two-thirds of new job growth is in their hands. And, you know, you mentioned, 10 million of these small businesses owned by women. Well, one of the fastest growing segments, actually, of our small businesses are women. Then minorities, Hispanic, Black. I mean, it's this is really truly the best way of being able to have a piece of your American dream. And, you know, one quick thing I forgot to even fail to mention is Job Creators Network. Just 2 second background on that. You know, it was formed and founded by Bernie Marcus. For your listeners who don't know that name, it's not Bernie Sanders. It's Bernie Marcus, the founder of the Home Depot.
Sure.
And he started with two stores in Atlanta. And so he remembers all too well what it was like, you know, with just those two stores trying to make it by from payroll to payroll. You know, today it employs 400,000 people.
Hey, Alfredo, unfortunately we're out of time. Hey, look, I was on the Hannity show with Bernie some time
mm-hmm.
ago. Great American, you know, very, very lovely man. He's very articulate.
He is.
He carries our message very well, and I'm so happy that he's created job creators, and he's got you to be president. And looking at the team that you guys have put together, absolutely amazing. Some great, great out there advocating on behalf of entrepreneurs.
I couldn't think of anything more important to do than this. So thank you very much for having me on the show, and appreciate that. And God bless all those hardworking entrepreneurs out there, because, boy, they do it 24-7, that's for sure.
Thank you, and thank you for that recognition. Coming up, we have Jesse Hathaway from the Heartland Institute. We love the Heartland Institute. He is going to give us an update on NAFTA.
Made in America.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
My name is Pepper.
That's Pepper, the banking robot, and she's taking banking to a whole new level. ATB Financial in Alberta is adding some cool technology to its banking business by becoming the first in Canada to use a customer service robot. Pepper is a 4-foot-tall humanoid robot, and her job is to engage with customers at select ATM Financial branches in Calgary. She answers questions, recommends financial products, and she'll even dance and take selfies with their human customers. Banks in Tokyo, Dubai, and Taiwan have already introduced robots, but this is a first in Canada in any industry. SoftBank Robotics is the company that produces Pepper the robot, and her cost? Upwards of $20,000. Want to see Pepper in action? Check out ald.softbankrobotics.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Welcome to Made in America. I'm your host, Neil Asbury, together with co-host Dr. Rich Ruffin. Hey, Rich, you know, I was fully on board with repeal and replace Obamacare. You know, we should do that. We have to do that.
What a missed opportunity.
What a missed opportunity.
Oh, my God. One vote.
We got to get back to that. And I think we will. And if it doesn't, you know, implode and, you know, just, you know, become its own demise, which it's rapidly becoming. I'm fully on board with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, you know, or whatever it eventually becomes as it goes through
well,
the Senate.
Well, that's
the House,
a good statement. Whatever it becomes, if it becomes,
it will become.
Well,
it will
I
become.
Hope so.
It will become, because we're going to get that done, and it's going to be great. Just like we had a conversation with Alfredo Ortiz just a moment ago from Job Creators, telling us the good of that's going to do. And I'd just like to also reflect a second, but with the conversation we just had with Professor Goss from Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, and their survey on the mid-America states that trade is coming back, that the trade picture is improving, it's getting better. And so I support President Trump on a lot of these economic initiatives, but I don't support this trashing of NAFTA. You know, I'm an American manufacturer. NAFTA has been very effective. Maybe it can be tweaked. Everything can be improved upon. Yes, we got to improve it. But let me tell you, I mean, we share this continent with the Canadians and the Mexicans. We need to make this continent strong and powerful economically. Americans benefit from that. You know, our neighbors benefit from that. It's just something we need to do to be a strong and vibrant country. But getting rid of NAFTA, I just believe it's the wrong thing. We're very pleased to have on the show to tell us what's going on with NAFTA. We're just finished the fourth. We're about to enter the fifth round to renegotiate this thing. We're very pleased to have on Jesse Hathaway from the Heartland Institute to update us. Jesse, welcome to Made in America.
Hey, thanks for having me on this afternoon.
So tell us where we are. We're about to enter the fifth round of these renegotiations. I believe it's going to happen in Mexico City in the middle of November. A lot of accusations going around. It doesn't look like the Canadians and the Mexicans are necessarily embracing the American position on what we want to do with this. And where's this leading us? I mean, what's going to happen here? What is going to happen?
Right. So as you said, you know, we've been working with our trade representatives, have been talking to the representatives of Canada and Mexico since August. So these rounds of talks are happening pretty fast, and with only a few weeks to catch your breath and move on to the next one. So with this fourth round, which concluded a couple weeks ago in October, there's two main sticking points that seem to have emerged from between what the U.S. and its trade representatives are asking for and what the Mexican representatives and the Canadian representatives are asking for and what they will accept and what we will accept. One of those proposals that emerged in this fourth round is they want to reauthorize or renegotiate NAFTA every 5 years. And if 5 years comes up and somebody wants out, then they call it quits. And the other proposal that's understandably not very popular with our partners in that trade bloc is something we want to increase the rules of origin standard. Currently, car manufacturers employing people in Mexico or employing people in Canada have to include about 62% of the car has to be with U.S. made parts in order to qualify for being able to transport it across borders, you know, sold to people in the U.S., sold to people in Canada, and so on. U.S. wants to increase that standard to 85% in order. If you have 84% of your car is if the car is sold to a consumer is American parts, it gets hit with extra tariffs. If it's 85%, 86% U.S. made or has U.S. parts, then it's okay. It's considered made here in North America, and is also less expensive for consumers. So understandably, Canada and Mexico not very thrilled about the idea of having to renegotiate NAFTA every 5 years, and they're not thrilled about requiring their companies to use another country's parts cars being made in their respective countries. So they're going to have a fifth round in Mexico City here in about a couple weeks down in November. And so, you know, a lot of these concerns are from the U.S. side. We're looking at this from the perspective of wanting to reduce the trade deficit. But here's the thing. Trade deficit is not a dirty word. It's not a scoreboard. In fact, it's actually, you can think of that as it's a very good thing to have. Having a trade deficit, because we actually have a trade surplus when you do all the math. We have actually have a trade surplus with Canada, but we have a deficit with Mexico. That means that the value of foreign capital that's coming in is exceeding the amount of money, or in this case, the amount of capital, or money in this case, that's going to foreign businesses. Because here's the thing, people talk about U.S., you know, U.S. is in balance with Mexico. Well, U.S. countries don't trade with one another. Consumers and people and business owners trade with one another. So when we're talking about a tariff, we're not talking about, we shouldn't be talking about the raising the cost of one country to one country or lowering the cost to one country. We're talking about lowering the prices on consumers and lowering the prices on goods that consumers want, especially in terms of manufacturing. You know, I actually looked this up. You know, many of the states that, you know, depend the most on NAFTA and have flourished the most because of NAFTA are actually states that voted for President Trump in 2016.
So, Jesse, yeah, that's all very interesting data. And, you know, the trade is a very complex thing. And the way that, people trade with people, and countries don't trade.
I like
hey,
that.
Hey, thanks for being on the show, Jesse. We're going to have to get you back because we haven't really finished that discussion. We need to get back to it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Coming up, Dr. Raffman and I are going to have some final thoughts for the day.
Made in America.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Welcome to Made in America. I'm your host, Neil Asbury. Well, Rich, that was the sound of some crazy progressives celebrating the election of Donald Trump a year ago. And they just wanted to mark this one-year anniversary with their incredible delight.
Neil, they don't know what to do. They didn't know what to do when he won a year ago. When you look at all the news talk heads that were out there saying, I don't know what to do with this. Is there a system for this? How do we handle this? Can we get rid of him? I can't believe this didn't happen. Hillary was supposed to win. I mean, I listened to this the other night on one of the cable networks. It was going on and on and on and on. So I guess the morons out there, and man, you have to be a moron to do this, decided to go stand, for example, in the middle of Times Square and howl. Now, of course, if this was the last day, they'd get eaten by a wolf. But howl to I don't know, the heavens, the gods, whatever you want to say that they believe in, and just I guess it's a cathartic experience. They're just screaming out and letting people know how upset they are. You know, these little snowflakes that just can't seem to get their act together. I just think it's hysterical. It only reinforces to me, you know, how crazy we become in this country by the folks on the left. And by the way, speaking of, you know, not very bright people who do silly things, you know, ex-Vice President Biden made a comment just the other day this week. And this is a really good one. See if you can follow me on this one. And he said, and this is by the way, ABC News, I regret that I am not president. Okay, well,
You got to go through a whole election process to become president.
Yes.
You did not go through it.
I regret. I'm not. Can you imagine an adult saying that and then having the talking heads on CNN saying, well, let's think about that for a minute. Why does he regret not being the president? I think I'm upset that he's not president. I regret he's not president. My father regrets I got the wrong doctorate. I tell him I want a doctorate. He thinks he's getting an MD. Didn't work out that way. All right, got a PhD. He went in his bedroom and cried. The only time I ever saw the man cry in his entire life with me. He regrets that. I don't know. It just makes me nuts. But we've had a very, very, very strange week. And at the same time, a poll came out. Another poll came out from ABC News again. I know I never use ABC News because I don't trust ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, and all those other networks. But it said that they did the secret, you know, test for TSA. 50% of the tests failed. 50% of the tests that are out there, maybe some related to Biden, I don't know. Maybe some of the people howling in Times Square, I don't know. But 50, you want a job? I think there are going to be some openings in the TSA. That's all I'm saying about that. But I'll tell you where there is an opening, and this is a serious thing. You know, you and I love dogs. I'm a dog guy. I think dogs are the greatest inventions going. And the program that pairs service dogs with veterans has just been shut down at Fort Belvoir and Walter Reed. Just shut. They sent the dogs home. I mean, this is really sad.
Why would they do that?
There's no explanation. So I am begging everybody out there, because this is a great program. And my other dog, who died recently, was a service dog, and he was a therapy dog. And my wife took him into the hospital to work with stroke patients to get them to utilize their arms and pet the dogs. And it was something they look forward to, and the dogs look forward to, because Pacino would steal their cookies when they weren't looking. So it worked great for the dog, and it worked great for the patients. But this is serious. I mean, I can be funny, but I'm serious. I want people out there calling their congressmen and letting them know this program has got to be put back in. They've got to clear this up. The veterans have a great program with these dogs, Neil, for service. It's an emotional, you know, crutch for them. It makes them want to live again and get out there and be part of society again. And God bless them. They got to have these puppies. They got to have these dogs. So, you know, we want them to be able to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we talk a lot about our veterans, and we actually spoke just last week about services here in our country, trying to get them the right job. So when they do come back from their service, you know, talk about therapy. I mean, having a job is great therapy, and they're coming back to our country, and our military is spending so much money on creating all these skills with our servicemen, but because they don't have the right certificate,
they can't have these incredible high-tech jobs that we spent this money to train them
on. You talk about therapy. You talk about getting our vets back into society and doing really positive things. They've gone through so many traumatic experiences. Let's get them the service dogs. Let's get them jobs.
Help them.
Everybody
help them.
Wins.
This is a good program.
Everybody
you
wins.
Help these military people and the puppies.
Well, Rich, unfortunately, we're out of time. But we're going to be back again next week with another adventure of Made in America, where we never stop fighting for your jobs.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Vice President Mike Pence just spoke at the annual National Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery.
For nearly a century since the guns of the First World War fell silent, on the 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month, the American people have observed this day, first as Armistice Day and now as Veterans Day.
Meanwhile, President Trump is in Vietnam now, attending the 21-nation Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference, but he sends his words of gratitude.
There's nothing close. You are the best role models for our youngest citizens, and you are the constant reminder of all that is good, decent, and brave.
On behalf of SRN News and Town Hall News, we thank you. Iraq's prime minister says Iraqi forces are launching an operation to push ISIS fighters out of a territory on the western edge of the country near the border with Syria.
Iraqi pro-government forces have made rapid progress in their operation to drive IS out of the last territory it holds in the country. When Rawa falls, IS will essentially be back to where it was before its sudden seizure of huge swathes of Iraq in 2014, a hidden insurgency carrying out terror attacks where it can. The group is now squeezed on both sides of the Iraqi-Syrian border. In Syria, its fighters still appear to be battling in the last town they hold there, Al-Bukamal, despite the Syrian army having claimed victory.
That is the BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. Equifax CFO John Gamble Jr. says executives will not get bonuses this year. The Atlanta company reporting a 27% slump in third quarter profit. That's due to a hack that exposed the personal info of 145 million Americans. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-330-6865. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-6865. 800-330-6865. That's 800-330-6865.
The Economic Development Board has approved the key provisions of a contract allowing a massive incentive package for a Foxconn Technology Group plant.
Governor Scott Walker signed a bill in September that provides nearly $3 billion in cash to Foxconn if it invests $10 billion in a new flat-screen factory in Mount Pleasant and employs 13,000 people. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board voted to approve the key terms in a contract executing the package. The 15-year deal ties state tax credits to Foxconn's annual job creation numbers and calls for Foxconn to pay back the credits if it fails to meet those benchmarks. The deal also calls for Foxconn CEO Terry Gao to personally guarantee 25% of the payback amount. Jeremy House reporting.
President Trump exchanging pleasantries with Russian President Vladimir Putin. They shook hands and chatted as leaders of the 21-nation Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation opened their meetings. This is Town Hall News. There was a tearful meeting at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota for a pair linked together by a face transplant. Ed Donahue has more.
Lily Ross donated the face of her late husband.
With meeting Andy, it has finally given me closure.
Andy Sandness put a rifle below his chin in late 2006 and pulled the trigger. He says this transplant is giving him new life.
You can stand in the elevator and not have to hide your face because you're scared that you're scaring other people.
Lily Ross was worried before the meeting, fearful of the certain reminders of her husband who took his own life. But she saw a man whose life had changed through her husband's gift.
Since everything's happened, he's family.
Sandness says he wants to show this gift of a new face was not wasted.
They basically have an obligation now to show them that this has given you everything that you wanted.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Wow, how far modern medicine has come. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an encore broadcast of the Bean Found Show.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
All right. Welcome to Being Found, your online marketing helpline. Okay, I know, right? This was the Digital Revolution show, and now it's the Being Found show. One of the things that we've decided to do is focus in on what's really the holy grail of online marketing, and that's being found by your customers. And that's really what our Digital Revolution show has been about, but we decided, based on information we've got and from feedback from businesses, and we've decided to make it the Being Found show and really focus on that. So, same people, you're listening to Cloudwise Joe and my crew of internet superheroes. We've got Chauncey on the keyboard.
Bloop. I don't have a keyboard.
Okay, not really. Not really. <yeah. laughs> And then we've got Sean. How you doing, Sean?
Pretty good.
You're a content wizard?
Yeah, I don't have an instrument. I just stand here awkwardly while everyone else plays music. That's my role.
Sean's the hype man.
You've got a keyboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you've got a keyboard. Okay, so this show should be really interesting. We're going to try something new. We're actually going to try to stream my desktop while we're live on the show. So my desktop will be live. And if you want to go to beingfound.com, you can follow along. You can hear the show online at beingfound.com, but you can also follow along as we're going over graphs, or if I'm talking about a tool, or Chauncey's talking about something, or John's babbling about something.
Right.
We're going to try to have it online. We're also going to have our guest's website and some of the things he's doing online. So in a multi-screen world where everybody's using multiple devices, we decided to try to take this show into multiple devices. So we're going to give it a shot. Kind of bear with us. This will be the first time. We've tested it quite a bit. And it's been challenging every time we tested it. So, this should be interesting. So go to beingfound.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see where there's the YouTube video, and you should start seeing the live show here after the break. So how do you think this is going to go, Chauncey?
Well, I mean, the world of multimedia, you know, I think it's definitely something that's needed and helpful. You know, don't worry, our radio audience will make sure that it's still entertaining for you if you're driving or don't have a screen in front of you.
So that's the interesting challenge to this. It seems like there's more to take in and learn.
You're breaking up there a bit, Jim.
Am I breaking up?
Yep. Yeah, there definitely seems like there is more to learn than, you know, than just talk. And, you know, people learn in a lot of different ways. They learn from hearing and they learn from seeing. And I think more and more in this world, people are learning from seeing and therefore, you know, providing options or, you know, this even provides the option for people to listen to the show and then come back through and say, well, I needed a little more clarification on what I heard.
Right.
And therefore, I can see it, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think to some extent it's expected. So.
I agree. I think it is expected.
To have different channels for this.
In this day and age. Well, that's a lot of what Being Found is really about is, you know, something we've tried to push to businesses is that it's not really about the way that you want to communicate. It's about making yourself available on the different channels that your clients potentially want to communicate with you, because there are a lot of different people out there. One I was using the other day is Facebook. You know, there are people out there. As a web guy, this is very shocking to me, but there are people out there whose entire internet experience is Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that. I don't totally believe it, but I'm sure it's true. It's just strange.
Yeah, I think there's more than we know. You know? I think that,
yeah,
you know, they search on Facebook, they go on Facebook, they find their reviews, their recommendations. It's like,
yeah, I mean, to be fair, for someone with limited internet usage, Facebook could easily be their entire world. I mean, it's versatile.
And so I say that to illustrate that as a business, you need to be available to be found
on Facebook,
on multiple channels, however your people like to communicate with you.
So how am I sounding now? We're already having our first technical difficulties here.
Yeah. It's very exciting. But yes, you sound good.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and hey, you know what? First off, you guys were explaining it awesome. You know, this is live radio, and we're going to be brave and make this work because it's important.
Yeah.
You know, it's important that we help local businesses be found by their customers, and so we have to push the envelope.
Yeah.
And we've got to make sure that we make this possible.
So.
Well, you know, as the way that I became a web developer was I always had my own project on the side that I was always pushing to its extremes. And that really sort of allowed me to get better while not experimenting on my clients. I always had some experimental project on the side that I would push to extremes, so that when it came to applying them to my clients, I was already ready for it. So,
well, we're going to experiment on live radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're pushing this to the extreme, man.
That's right. So, again, you can watch the show at beingfound.com. Couple stats, if we've still got time in this section here. There's a couple stats that I wanted to lay out. And, again, I'm displaying them online if you want to look at the graph. But, you know, one of the things that I think people think is going on with the internet and with search is that they think customers are sitting at home making a decision, maybe I think I'm going to go buy something, and then they're spending a bunch of time at home Googling or searching for a product. And I call this my Did You Know segment. And the thing is, did you know that they're also doing it while they're in a bus or car on their way to the store? Did you know that they're doing it in the store? Did you know that they're doing it at work, in restaurants, in bars, in hotels, at the airport? In other words, basically, while people are in motion and in progress, they now expect to find answers to whatever it is they're trying to do, whether it's the hours you're open, you know, whether it's the prices of your products or competitors. Where's your store? Where's it located? And you got to ask yourself, are you being found in all these different times and places of motion that people are in? For instance, one of the stats is 51% of people surveyed by Google commissioned a survey, 51% of them said that they use their smartphone and they search while on a bus or in a car. 51% of the people they asked.
No, I'm not surprised. Next.
No.
I was.
Were you?
I don't know why, but so what are they searching for when they're doing that? I imagine they're probably searching for, are you open? is your business open, right?
Yeah. And price comparison. What else? Price comparison.
So they're looking for, like, the best price while they're driving to a store?
Yeah.
Well, in some cases, they might not actually be driving someplace specific. They might be, you know, driving to the sort of ballpark area and trying to figure out, you know, what the best place to go is.
Right.
That might be the minority, but I imagine that's a sizable segment.
And also, okay, you know, so the path is larger. They might be pursuing what they're going to do later.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's right.
So we are coming up to the end of the first segment. It's been an exciting beginning segment as we're trying this out. Don't forget you can go to beingfound.com and watch the show or listen to the show online, and we'll be right back after this break.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Okay, welcome back to the Being Found show. So this show is going to be interesting. I hope you hang in there with us. We are live on radio, but we are also broadcasting live streaming online. You can go to beingfound.com and you can join the show. There's really going to be kind of two shows happening. There's our regular radio show, but when we go to break for the radio show, we're still streaming live, and that's where we dig deeper into the topics and we talk about more. So feel free to join in wherever you can. This is our first time doing this, so I hope you bear with us and don't call and complain to the radio station how terrible it was. All right. So one of the things that we were talking about in the last segment was the statistics around how, when and how people are shopping or using the Internet. And Chauncey was talking about during the break that you really do just have to start being found. You have to start getting into directories. You have to start making sure that people can find you. And one of the ways to do that is to put the monsters to work for you. And by monsters, I mean Google and Yahoo. And I'm going to show you how to do that in a little bit. But first, I wanted to let you know about our guest that's going to be on the show later. We've got Vince Palko, a.k.a. the godfather of cartoon marketing.
Wow.
I like that.
I want to be the godfather of anything. Yeah. So Vince has got really cool website. He's got some really cool concepts, and there's a lot of great cartoons I've seen that he's got. So this should be really interesting. And Vince's, well, he'll probably explain it better than me, but Vince's idea is that cartoons are a great way to explain complicated things or to sell your products. And so we're going to dive in, and we're going to see, you know, how do you do that? Is it cost a lot? Is it something we can all do? I personally like cartoons describing things, you know, those little stick figures that that are drawn out. So this should be interesting. Before we get into that, though, Sean, intern at large, or used to be intern at large, now content wizard, you were out interviewing people.
That is correct. Sometimes inadvertently, as was the case this week, I went to a restaurant that I don't think a lot of people know about, but it has a core of devoted followers who are absurdly passionate about it, called Sakura Sushi. It's just, you know, if you're in Reading, you probably know where R&R Meats is. It's this little place just down the road from that, very, very easy to miss, but very excellent food as well. And so I just went in there. It was kind of off hours. There weren't a lot of people in there, and I struck up conversation, and I found a number of interesting things. First of all, they said right off the bat, oh, we don't advertise. It's all word of mouth. And so that's interesting for a couple of reasons. First, their reason they gave why they don't advertise was because they felt it was too risky. You know, sushi is, you know, you're dealing with expensive ingredients, you're dealing with a somewhat limited, though passionate, audience. Your margins are very, very thin, and this whole operation is a two-person show. It's co-owned by the chef and the waitress, basically, are just trying to make this whole thing work. And so, you know, neither of them have time to fiddle with it, and they mentioned, you know, they've heard that marketing in general, advertising on the radio or the internet or what have you, can be hit or miss, and they just said they don't have the time or money to deal with that. Which was fascinating, because there is a lot of cheap stuff you can do, or stuff that really costs nothing, which I think we'll probably talk about a little bit more on the show.
Yeah, let's jump into that for a second, Sean, because you're using the word advertising, which I assume they're using.
Right, exactly.
You know, I hear that a lot, too, and I just kind of want to separate two things. So there is advertising, mm-hmm. You know, paying for ads. There's, there's, you know, being on TV, radio. There's that whole concept of pushing things out. But there's this other concept that really I think is the holy grail, which is this being found concept.
Right.
That is when people want sushi, when people are looking for food, when they're looking for a restaurant, when they're looking for the best places to eat, whatever it is, that you're being found for those.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not require the same budget advertising does.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, you know what's ironic in this case is I heard about these people initially on the internet. I heard about them in a reference in a review of a different Japanese place. I don't remember where. Someone was comparing them to Sakura Sushi, and I love Japanese, so I had to try them.
So you heard it by word of mouth on the internet.
Well, sort of. Like, as I said, they have a core of devoted fans.
They absolutely
who are sort of marketing them for them.
Like, for them, right.
You know, they have a Yelp page. They have a Google My Business. They have tons of reviews, which are all glowing. And so they do sort of, in spite of themselves, have a being found presence.
Yeah. And now, did you get the impression that they were aware of how to manage that being found presence?
Well, they just don't. I mean,
they just don't.
Regardless of whether they're aware or not, they don't think about doing that at all. They consider that to be an extension of word of mouth, and you know, it's out of their hands.
Well, part of what's going on here is that Google and Facebook and these places are smart.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with this business, and they have been there a long time.
Yeah.
And so, you
well,
know...
Well, they did change owners.
It will eventually, you know, the internet eventually picks it up and finds it. You know, but we're looking at like 2 decades, you know, that this business has been there. And, you know, so Google did eventually pick it up. So I bet you that Yelp page was generated by Yelp.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. They didn't do that.
Let's put some context now around being found. So one of the things that I did after I read about your interview is I went and used a tool called Google's Keyword Planner. This tool, and I have an image of it online right now, but I'm going to describe it anyways. So Google Keyword Planner will let me put in keywords. It'll let me pick an area, and then it'll tell me how many searches there are. So what does that mean? So that it's how many times are people searching that term. And so this kind of would tie together the opportunity for someone like this sushi place to see if there's even enough interest to be found, right? Is it 5 people looking for food or sushi, or is it thousands of people looking for food or sushi online? Is it important to be found or not? And so this Google Keyword Planner, now what you do is you guys just go in, we'll do a tutorial somewhere else, but you'll just go into Google AdWords, go to the Keyword Planner, you put in your keywords, you hit search. For Shasta County, the term food near me has anywhere from 13,000 to almost 20,000 searches a month. Right? So how nice would it be if you're a restaurant to being found even some of those times?
That's a lot of hungry people with money.
Yeah. And this is people who are looking for food. In this tool, I've narrowed it down to Shasta County, so this is really specific. These are people, they might be in their car, right? They might be leaving the house. They might be at work going, where's food near me, right? They might be in the hotel. And so the key is, yeah, you can push out advertising, and you probably should in some cases, but you got to ask yourself, are you being found for the people who are looking specifically for you for some reason or your service? And do you even know how much opportunity there is to be found? And I think this has gone up since the last time we looked. We tracked this word. So this is pretty impressive.
Yeah, food near me is definitely something that we cover on a regular basis because it is so important. You know, it's not just the sushi restaurant. It's restaurants in general have a very thin profit margin.
Yeah.
By the nature of what they do.
But if regular listeners remember, I did talk to Cinder's Wood-Fired Pizza a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, they had very different things to say. They are also kind of hard to find in a physical sense.
Yeah.
But they're all over the internet. They put a great deal of effort into that.
Right. They have the reverse approach.
Exactly.
Okay, so what I'm going to want to get into then is, how do you put the monsters to work? We'll probably talk about a little bit of this segment, a little bit of the next segment. But by monsters, I mean Bing. I mean Google. Those two monsters, and there's other. There's Yelp. There's a bunch. But particularly those two monsters are search engines. They have most the search traffic. Google has by far the most, but Bing has everybody else who's not searching on Google. And what they've done is they've created the power of listings. Essentially, those two have said, look, local businesses, we want to help you get your information online the way people want to find it. You know, so one of the things I've done to explain this is if you've ever and I put it on my screen in case anybody's watching. If you've ever Googled a business and you notice on the right side of your search results, you'll see this big box pop up, and it'll have pictures of the business. It'll have the hours the business is open. It'll have directions. You can even sometimes call the business. Well, that's one of the directories called Google My Business. And so Google wants you to fill out this information. It wants you to use this. Heck, it's using up half of the search results page to display you. So how do you put that to work for you? How do you get in there and use that? And do you even need, or do you even know how to? Do you even know you can? So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. Thank you so much for listening to Being Found. We're about ready to go to break, and we'll be right back. Thanks.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency, and with over 125 security officers, we're prepared to serve you effectually in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security Incorporated at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Redding or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Linda and I live a pretty hectic life, and when we get away, we want to have a place that provides solitude and quiet. Well, we found that place, Cottage by the Sea, over in Smith River. Imagine a weekend away from all the concerns of your everyday life. Sunrise, sunsets, walk on a beach that is never crowded. Privacy, quiet, and solitude. Cottage has full kitchen, hot tub, ocean views, and it's only a short drive to Brookings, Oregon. If you want to go over there to the shops, call Lori at 541-469-3414. That's Cottage by the Sea.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR. I give you just what I need.
Welcome back to the Being Found Show. Used to be the Digital Revolution Show, but we have evolved our focus. In the last segment, we were talking about one of Sean's interviews, which I think in that interview, Sean came up against a common challenge for businesses is they have thin margins and advertising or marketing is risky.
Right.
And probably anytime they've tried it, it cost a fortune and it didn't work. Right?
Yeah.
And so what we want to try to do in this segment is unpack or uncomplicate a couple steps that have a lot of power in being found by your customers when they're looking for you. And one of the things we brought up is Google My Business. Now, Chauncey, can you describe what Google My Business is and how you see it being used with your clients?
No. Yes, I can, of course.
We'll move on to Jared.
Yes, of course I can. first of all, you know, Google My Business, just to help people understand, is basically, you know, when you create an account in Google, you have your Google account. When you create a Google My Business, it's like creating an entity, an account for your business. It's like a hub. You have access to a lot of tools at that point. And so one of the major tools that you have access to is verifying your location and who you are. This causes Google to trust you and therefore have you show up in search, specifically in the map pack, which is, of course, very important for local searches and you know, and anytime you're searching for, well, we were talking about near me earlier, you know, you're more apt to show up for those searches.
And when you show up, if you have signed up for Google My Business and you filled out the information, when you show up on a mobile device, you actually take up the whole screen. The other results on the search results are actually below you. So essentially, if you're in Google My Business and 53% or 51% of people are Googling while driving with their phone, then you essentially have a website created by Google displaying for those people. Your directory essentially is dominating, your listing is dominating that whole screen and acting as a directory and giving that user the information that Google knows they're most likely looking for. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, and it does functionality. You know, it's not just their name on the screen and their address or whatever. You know, if they're on their phone, they click once and they're calling you. Which is very powerful.
And there's reviews and a click a map and a find directions. It's all right there. Yeah. And also, you know, in technical search engine speak, it also kicks all your competitors below the fold.
Right. You are dominating the attention when they're on their phone. You are their whole world at that moment.
So, you know, to me, this is one of those times when from the tech side, from our geeky side, this is so obvious that it's like one of the first things we ever do when we start working with a client, right? But from the client side, I don't know that it's always really obvious how important this is. So I feel like if marketing companies or marketing geeks are listening to us, they're going, why are they talking about this? This is like so simple. Mm-hmm. This is obvious. This is the basic thing you do. But I don't find that businesses are aware of how powerful this first step is in being found by putting these monsters to work helping you be found.
Well, I found talking to people that most people, A, don't know what's called Google My Business. You know, they know about that little thing with all of your information that pops up when you search for people. But, A, they don't know what it's called. They don't know that it's a program you do. And B, they think it's something Google automatically generates. They don't know that it's something you go and set up. So, I mean, that in itself is crucial information if you want to show up
there. Yeah, that's a really good point. And it's free.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. It takes like 10 minutes. It's
yeah. The takeaway for, you know, other marketers who might be listening to this going, duh, the takeaway is that how you communicate it to the businesses that you're trying to say how important it is. And one way is to tell them that Google does not trust you without it.
Yeah.
If you don't verify that, Google doesn't trust you.
Yeah, it's in this odd position of being a staple that people outside the web marketing world, you know, are 50-50 on even knowing it's a thing. Mm-hmm.
If anybody's searching for something that could possibly be associated with a business, even on a national level, Google wants to verify that they know where you're at and how to get a hold of you, and therefore they trust you.
All right, so let me get into action steps. Okay, so if you're watching online, we've got the website for Google My Business online. You can just Google My Business and Bing places. And you can go to both those places. Here's what I want you to do. Here's your action steps. Set your Google My Business up. Go in. It's free. Start now. Here's what Google says. Take charge of what people see when they do a local search. Again, local search for your business. Google My Business gives you the tools to update your listing and engage with customers from your phone, tablet, computer. It's all free. That's what Google says. So go set them up. If you've already got it set up, then fill it all out. There's you can put images, your address, your times you work, you're open, all those kind of things. So if you've already got it filled out, then fill out the whole thing. Your other action step is save it to a bookmark and go in and look. There's reporting. There's how many people call you from this, because you can click to call. There's how many people view it. How many times is it seen? There's all kinds of great insights. So fill out your profile and log in and look at it now. But I do want to talk about some mistakes to avoid. So those are the action steps. Here's mistakes to avoid. Don't try to set it up all at once. You know, just start. Start filling out the best you can. Keep going. I think, at least for me, sometimes I get overwhelmed with everything that has to be done, and I'll look at all the fields I got to fill out, and I got to go find images, and I got to get my pictures at the front of my store, and I got to do all this stuff. And so just start. And every week or every month, do a little bit more and make it better. You know, don't try to do it all at once. What about you guys? Any mistakes or action steps that you think
people should take? Don't get heavy-handed with the categories. Only select the categories that you actually apply to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because if with Google, it's all about trust factor. So if they trust your transparency, so if you're doing things that ends up making Google question what you're doing, Google is going to block you until that's taken care of.
Oh, interesting.
So it might work out great for you for like, 45 minutes. But after that, you know, you're basically going to be not trusted. And it's just like life in general, you know. It takes a lifetime to build a good reputation and about 5 seconds to ruin it. So, you know, you might as well constantly work on a good reputation.
Google is a harsh master.
That's true.
Yeah, it really can be. If you're not going to trick Google for very long, so just don't. Here's the other thing. One last mistake then is don't leave this to somebody else to worry about. I get it. You don't want to deal with the internet marketing. It's all too much. But being found is just like all the other departments in your business. You do have to be able to check in. You have to be able to see what's going on. And so don't make the mistake of ignoring this. If you've hired a web team or SEO experts or advertising company, ask them to show you or Google your own business and see if the information's right. If you haven't hired somebody, Google your name. See if the information's right, and then follow Google steps to take care of it, or contact a company that can help you. We do that kind of thing. You can always contact Joe's Web Geeks. But there's tons of us out there.
I got one more thing before you move on that people shouldn't do. Don't put down that you're open 24 hours if you're not open 24 hours. Put down the hours that you're going to answer the phone.
Yeah, why do people put 24 hours? What do you think the benefit of that they assume the benefit is.
Wishful thinking. They think they're going to be available all that time, but then life steps in, as it always does, and puts you in your place. And your place is that you have responsibilities outside of that.
Right, and then what happens is people end up coming to your business, and you're not there, and now they don't trust you.
Right.
Right?
I mean, I think in the eyes of consumers, Google My Business is kind of sacred. Like, if you can't trust the little hour thing, what can you trust, you know?
You're getting all spiritual on that one.
Well, I think...
The cult of Google. All right, hey, guys, we're coming up to the end of this segment. You are listening to Being Found. You can also hang out online and watch the show, and you can hear all kinds of bonus material and probably more PG-13 talk during the commercials because the show keeps running. So thanks for listening, and we will be right back.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
All right. You are listening to Being Found. Welcome back to Being Found. You can follow along on the show at beingfound.com. We're streaming live. We're streaming my desktop and all the audio, and you get to hear in between the commercials, which is a good or bad thing, I don't know yet. Last segments we were talking about being found by the monsters. During the break we were all talking, and it came up that there's a lot more opportunities to being found. There's being found on Amazon and Yelp and all those kind of places, and we're going to talk about all that in upcoming shows. However, in this segment, I call this segment Chauncey Says, and I need some, like, major music, like thunder and lightning. Chauncey Says.
Can't we call it, like, Chauncey's 15 minutes of fame or something?
Yeah, but I think you're more like 22 minutes of fame now.
Well, I mean, we got, yeah, until the commercial break.
Yeah.
Chauncey's fame right, until the commercial break.
Chauncey says, traffic isn't enough. What in the world are you talking about?
Well, it's not necessary. Yeah, traffic isn't enough. So in our past segments, we've talked about keywords and, you know, getting traffic there. But really, this is about quality of traffic. You know, people, you know, are all about, well, how many people are coming to your site and how many followers do you have? That is really kind of ultimately irrelevant. What is relevant is, are the people who are trying to find you finding you? And are they converting? You know, mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could have 100 people hit my site an hour from now and one person buy. Or I could have 15 people hit my site an hour from now and have 7 people buy. You know, which one are you going to pick?
The second scenario is better.
It was rhetorical.
For the listeners. Okay.
That was rhetorical. And so, really, there's a quality of traffic. You know, you can channel people to your site in several nefarious ways and in a lot of accidental ways. People accidentally channel the wrong traffic to their site.
Mm-hmm.
And in Google, that's one reason why we see a high bounce rate.
Yeah, it's not just insignificant to bring in the wrong people. It's actively hurtful in many cases.
It is actively hurtful in many cases. You know, so
okay, so let's back. So let's kind of unpack this for a second because I'm a business owner. First off, why is it hurtful to bring the wrong traffic to my site?
Well, Google is tracking the traffic that comes to your site. And if somebody comes to your site and bounces, which means that they hit the back button, mm-hmm. then Google basically says, well, that wasn't valuable for them. And
so
if
Google
more and more people
Google
say...
Google sees that.
Yeah.
Google sees that and says, wait a minute, the people that are coming to your site don't like it, so they're leaving.
Right. And if more and more people do that, then Google starts to label your site as a site that people do not like.
Okay. So now, real quick, as a business owner, I start to wonder, how in the world can I even control something like that, and how in the world can I even see if that's happening? So let's start with, how can we see if that's happening? As a business owner, what can they do to find out if people are bouncing or don't like the site? What do they do?
Well, the easiest way to do is Google Analytics is definitely the easiest. And, but I mean, Google Analytics itself can be very daunting of a program.
Yeah.
You know, it has everything.
It took me a long time to figure out even which way is up. It's like an airplane dashboard, kind of.
Right. And so what you do is you have somebody or you research it and you find it once, and then what do you do once you found it? You bookmark it.
Okay, so you go into Google Analytics, and you're going to look for that one number, which is probably going to show up at the dashboard as soon as you log in, which is your bounce rate.
Sure.
What's a good bounce rate and a bad bounce rate? How do I even know if what I'm looking at? And what is a bounce rate? Is it going to be, you know, a percentage? Whatever. Now I know the answers to these questions, but I'm asking them because not only do I do this for a living, but I'm a business owner, and these are things that I care about or would care about. So
it's a percentage. It's a percentage, and it's a percentage for a time frame. You can change that time frame, but we tend to just go with the default time frame so that we can understand things as they change. And people have to remember that the Internet is a fickle, fickle place because here we are where we're people who can now get anything that we want, and I don't mean material things, but any information that we want, we can now pretty much find on the Internet. Even if I'm looking for an answer, and I don't like that answer, I want to look up an answer that I like, even if it's totally wrong, I'll probably find that too. You know, so you can pretty much find anything that you want on the internet. So that's prefacing the fact that a 50% bounce rate is acceptable. If you have a 50% bounce rate, that's not absolutely terrible. Should you try to make it better? Absolutely. You should always try to make it better. The better quality of traffic, the better you're doing. Better, better, better. But if you have a 50% bounce rate, you know, that is somewhat realistic for this fickle internet world.
And it depends on your industry, you know.
Of course. Yeah, I'm just picking a broad term number, you know.
Yeah.
The more specific your industry is, then the lower your bounce rate will be because you're hopefully getting your niche market in there.
Exactly.
I'm sure you have all these notes and we're prepared to take a certain path, and I'm ruining your segment just like I ruined Sean's. But
I brought in these charts and this standing thing, man.
Yeah, yeah. So let's say that I'm a business owner. I went into my Google Analytics, and if you don't know how to do that, Google it. Google how to get into your Google Analytics or ask your web team. I've gone in there and I've seen that I have a 50% bounce rate, so I'm like, you know what, okay, I'm not going to panic. But let's say I go in and I see I have an 80 or 90% bounce rate, which means 80 to 90% of the people don't like my website or don't like the content or the traffic is not the right traffic. What do they do? And when I ask that, Chauncey, not what do they do in the geek fashion of, you know, log in and change your meta and titles and that kind of stuff. How do they look at this? How do they communicate to someone who can help them fix it? Or who do they communicate to? You know, what would a business do if they found out they've got a high bounce rate, which means it's bad traffic?
Well, I would say, first of all, if you have a bounce rate that high, the first thing you need to look at is your page speed. But so that's not necessarily a traffic thing. Chances are if your bounce rate is that high, it's because your website is so slow that people are just out. They're not having anything to do with it.
Now, real quick, Chauncey, one of the things that I did is if you're watching online, you'll see that I went to PageSpeed Insights, which is a tool from Google that'll let you test your page speed because it's so important. And I just got to point out that one of my businesses, CloudWise Academy, has a poor page speed, so my team needs to fix that. But you could check it out and you can see. You just basically put in your URL, your domain, your website address, click Analyze, and it's going to tell you how well your page is doing in Google's eyes. And if you look below that, there's these little blue links. It'll tell you exactly how to fix it so you can share that with your web team. Okay, so what else, Chauncey?
So let's say that your bounce rate is bad because of traffic. You know, you have to analyze why exactly is it bad. And if you can't really do that yourself, you need to talk to your web team. Mm-hmm. And the words you need to throw in there are conversion. People are hitting my site, but they're leaving. So let's say it's not speed. Let's take speed out of the equation, although we know in those numbers that speed is our number one culprit. And speed is our number one culprit for bounce rate in general. Take care of your speed first. But if it comes down to the traffic, we need to ask ourselves, why are they bouncing? Why are they bouncing? And there's one of two reasons normally. One reason would be that they don't like what they see. They think your website looks spammy, it looks shady, it looks old, you know, something like that. Or two, your website is optimized accidentally for terms that is having people showing something that they weren't expecting.
Yeah. The wrong traffic, essentially.
Oh, the wrong traffic, yeah.
So what questions am I to ask my web team to get a hold of what's happening? What would we ask?
We would say, what terms are my – well, first of all, I would ask my web team. So when you go to the site, I would ask my web team, what terms am I optimized for and why am I getting all this bounce rate? And if your web team says, what's bounce rate? You should probably get a new web team. And then secondly, you know, they are going to tell you that it's speed. And then you're going to deal with that. And then the next thing that you're going to do is verify what terms you're optimized for. One example that I use on a regular basis, if you're a listener to the show, you probably find it boring, and yeah, I'm going to say it again, is carpet cleaner. If I optimize my page for carpet cleaner, 50% of those people who land on my site are looking for somebody physically to clean my carpet. and the other 50% are looking for a machine to clean my carpet. So 50% of those people immediately are going to bounce because they are not going to be happy with what they saw.
Kind of a no-win term in terms of traffic.
It is. You know, use that as a secondary term on a page that, that better explains what it's about.
Okay, so we're going to come up to the end of this segment. So the takeaways are traffic isn't enough. You can't just look at that. And two action steps to take it. One is speed's probably going to be part of the problem, and you can go to Google's page speed test. Just Google it. And you can find out what Google thinks about your site. So just do that. I really recommend you go do that. That's one of the biggest problems we see with websites. But the other one is that you may have the wrong kind of content, or you need to ask your the next action step is to ask your web team what you're optimized for. Okay, so you're listening to the Being Found show. We are going to go to break, but we're going to be right back, and I've got some news to talk about and some tools to go over with you. So come on back. Thanks for listening.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Vice President Mike Pence at the annual National Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery and has a message for veterans everywhere.
We're grateful for your service. We're grateful for your sacrifice. And I'll make you a promise. Just as you fought for us, we will always fight for you.
Meanwhile, President Trump is in Vietnam now, attending the 21-nation Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference. He says the United States and Vietnam